What's the loudest voice in your head? The one that says you're worthless, that you'll never make it. That God's already written you off. That voice is lying to you. And it's winning until you fight back with truth. Today we're hitting the core of real recovery. As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Your life is not shaped by what you do first. It's shaped by what you believe deepest down. Let's get after it. Father, crack open every heart and heart here. Silence the lies. Let your truth roar in Jesus' name. Amen. Stop fighting the wrong fight. Most of us roll into recovery like this. I just gotta white knuckle it and not use. I gotta lock down my temper. I gotta dodge every trigger like it's a landmine. Sound familiar? We're trying to duct tape behavior while the real problem is screaming inside our chest. Addiction isn't mainly a chemical or willpower issue, it's a belief issue. Ask yourself, right now, do I believe I'm trash that can't be fixed? Do I believe God's patience ran out months ago? Do I believe my story ends in failure? If those answers are yes, relapse isn't a surprise. It's your life simply agreeing with what your heart already decided. But listen, God doesn't leave us there. He says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. He's ready to rewrite the script starting inside. The voices you listen to become the life you live. Picture this, late at night alone, craving hits. Then the voices start. Shame, you're still that guy. You'll always be that guy. Fear, sober life, you'll crack in a week. Condemnation, God's done. You blew it for good. Those aren't random thoughts, they're prophecies you're agreeing with. Proverbs doesn't mince words. What you accept in your heart, you become in your life. But Jesus drops the mic in John 8:32. You will know the truth and the truth will set you free. Not hear the truth, know it, believe it. Let it sink in until it's louder than the lies. So when shame whispers, hit back. No condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. When fear screams, answer, I can do all this through Christ who gives me strength. Renewing your mind is not optional, it's war. This isn't a one-time prayer at the altar. It's hand-to-hand combat every single morning. Romans 12:2 doesn't suggest be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means wake up and feed your heart God's word before the world feeds you lies. Catch the lie mid-sentence and replace it. Stop replaying your worst failures. Start rehearsing your forgiveness. Start thinking like a slave. Start thinking like a son. You cannot keep the old mental playlist on repeat and expect new life results. It's like driving forward while staring in the rearview mirror. You crash. Get in the habit. Start small. 5 minutes of truth in the morning. Gratitude at night. Brothers who call you higher. Do it daily. Watch the shift. You are determined. What you do here's the game changer. A man never rises to his hopes, he sinks or soars to his identity. When you really believe I am forgiven, you stop beating yourself bloody. When you believe I am loved, you stop numbing the pain with old escapes. When you believe I am called, you quit hiding and start walking forward. Discipleship isn't mainly stop doing bad stuff, it's start believing who God says you are. You are not your mugshot. You are God's handiwork. Created for good works. He already prepared. You're not a project to be abandoned. You're a son being shaped, trained, survivable for kingdom addiction thinking. Just survive today. Don't feel anything. Protect yourself at all costs. Kingdom thinking. God is forming something strong in me. Pain has a purpose. It's forging character. I'm becoming a man. Because they produce perseverance. It casts a realm that finishes its work so you can stand mature and complete. Choose kingdom thinking. Watch setbacks turn into setups. Watch comfort zones get traded for real growth. Declaration. Recovery is not about becoming perfect. It's about becoming honest first with God, then with yourself, then with brothers. God isn't standing there with arms crossed, waiting for you to clean up. He's already running towards you, saying, think different, believe different, live different. I got you. Go this week and fight for your mind. Grab one truth, say it until it sticks. Share it with a brother. You're not alone in this battle, and the truth is stronger than any lie you've ever heard. Think truth, live free. God bless every one of you now. Go live like who you are.